Today we're going to talk about getting your children to pray the rosary from an early age. Imagine if your child prayed the rosary every day. Wow, they'd really know about the life of Jesus Christ. When you go to Mass, you don't have to say, hey, you're going to be good while we're in this building for some time. No, you go say, hey, we're going to go see Jesus, and they get really excited, right? Oh, what else? It's important that we get our children to pray the rosary from an early age. Why else? Because when they die, we don't know what's going to happen when they get older. We don't know what direction they're going to take. But we know that when we pray the rosary, we say, Mother Mary, pray for us now and at the hour of our death. That means all the Hail Marys that we say throughout our life, yeah, we get the prayer then, but we also get it applied to the hour of our death. Now imagine your child, they go away from the faith, and then at the hour of their death, all those Hail Marys that they said as a little person, as a pure little innocent person, Mary's applying that grace at the hour of their death. Wow. Also, if we get our children to pray the rosary regularly from an early age, even if they go, you know, astray, even though they'll be so less likely to go astray, because from their childhood, they're being educated in the life and the grace and the mission of Jesus Christ, they're interiorizing it. So not only will they have a greater understanding and a greater appreciation and a greater love for our Lord Jesus Christ, they'll also receive all these graces at the hour of their death that they prayed for themselves from such an early age. And then on top of that, they'll have ingrained the life of Jesus Christ into their very being. They'll be so holy that they'll be more likely when they're encountering these temptations to overcome them because they have the flow of grace flowing through them. So how do I do it with my son? Now this, the method that I'm going to share with you today, it doesn't necessarily mean it's going to work in 5 years. It doesn't mean it's going to work with your children necessarily, but I know that it works with mine. So what do I do to get my child to pray the rosary? What has to happen is a story. It can't be, oh, okay, my son, you're going to sit down here. I'm going to make you do these Hail Marys, and we're going to say, oh, the first sorrowful mystery, Jesus was agony in the garden, and then we're going to say 10 Hail Marys. No, it has to be a story. You say, hey, little Johnny, you want to hear the story about how Jesus died? Okay, Dad, tell me. And then you start to tell them the story about how Jesus died. Hey, little Johnny, you want to hear about how Jesus got resurrected from the dead after he died on the cross and came back on the third day? Okay, little Johnny, I'll tell you that story. And then after that, we're going to do 10 Hail Marys. So my son, after we're done hearing a little bit about the life of Jesus, he says something like, Dad, what's next? And I say, oh, you want to hear the rest of the story? We got to pray 10 Hail Marys. So if we tell them a story, and then we stop the story to pray 10 Hail Marys, and then we say the rest of the story. Wow, this is going to be so much better than if we're just saying the first sorrowful mystery is agony in the garden, and then you pray 10 Hail Marys, and then you say the second sorrowful mystery is whatever. So I'm going to show you a short clip of us actually doing this in practice. So I took a short video so you can see for yourself how it works, and I want you to watch the entire thing. It's just Joseph and I praying the first decade. So you can see he's not praying it perfectly, but we're not stopping and we keep doing it. And that he's very enthusiastic about the story. And it's okay if your kids kind of go get sidetracked with a couple of the Hail Marys. What's important is that they hear the story of the life of Jesus and that you're saying the Hail Mary, and they might be thinking about it. And believe it or not, the more they start to hear about the life of Christ, the more you can work in different details, the more you can work in different aspects of how Christ's life applies to your life on your way to school, on your way home from work, why we should be good, and we can talk about how our sins hurt Jesus. And this is a perfect opportunity not only for your child to learn about Christ, but it's a perfect opportunity for the both of you to pray together, and a family that prays together stays together. God bless you and God love you. I hope this footage is helpful. What's today? What day of the week is
Saturday.
This? No, today's Tuesday.
Yay!
What's so exciting about Tuesday?
Jesus died.
Jesus died. Okay. So we'll start the story. Ready?
Rush.
All right. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. After the Last Supper, Jesus took his apostles out into the Garden of Gethsemane, and he took Peter, James, and John, and he went out about a stone's throw away, and he knelt down to pray. And all of a sudden, he became exceedingly sorrowful. He was so sad. And his... Because what?
Because he noticed the Pharisees were going to kill him.
Well, he knew exactly what was going to happen. That's right. And so he became so sad that his sweat and his tears became like huge drops of blood falling to the ground.
And he. Yeah, I think he is crying because of that, and he also knows that so many people are gonna not love him, even though he's dying for them. He knows that he's still gonna lose so many souls because they're still gonna reject him, and they're still not gonna try and live a life that loves Jesus. So do you wanna finish the story? Okay, so then after Jesus was praying and his sweat became like drops of blood, he prayed to God the Father and he said, "Father, if it be your will, take this chalice from me. But not my will, but yours be done."
I can talk when I cry.
You can talk and you cry just like Jesus can talk when he cries. And then all of a sudden an angel came down from heaven to strengthen him.
Was it a good angel?
It was a good angel. And the angel came down from heaven and strengthened him. And some people think that the angel showed all of those souls that would be saved and all of those souls that would love Jesus and would live lives of sacrifice and reparation. And that gave him the courage and the confidence and extra push that he needed to get up. And so when the angel strengthened him, Jesus got up and he went to his apostles and he found them asleep. And he said to them, "Wake up and pray that you may not be put to temptation." And then Jesus went and prayed again. And he said the same thing. He said, "Father, if it be your will, take this chalice from me, but not my will, but yours be done." And then he came back and he found them asleep again and he woke them up and he said, "Could you not wait and watch 1 hour with me?" And then what happened? And then all of a sudden, Judas came with the Pharisees and the temple guards, and Judas kissed Jesus on the cheek. And Jesus said to Judas, "And you, do you betray the Son of Man with a kiss?" And the Pharisees and the temple guards asked, "Are you Jesus of Nazareth?" And Jesus said, "I am." And a force went out from Jesus and it knocked them all to the ground. And Jesus said to them, "And why do you come at me with bats and clubs as if I'm some type of criminal? Wasn't I preaching and teaching in the synagogues and in the temple, and you didn't lay a finger on me and didn't try to capture me?" And then all of a sudden, when they try to reach to grab Jesus, Peter pulled out his sword and he cut off the ears of one of the guys there, and the guy's name was Malchus. But then Jesus got mad at Peter and he told him, "Hey, stop that. Put away your sword. Don't you know that the man who lives by the sword also dies by the sword?" And so Jesus reached into the ground and picked up the man's bloody ear and he put it on his head. And it was on his head after that. And then after that, the Pharisees and the temple guards, they tied Jesus up and they arrested him. And they took him to the other Pharisees. Ready? "Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us of our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen." What? We can play basketball tonight. Hey, let's do our 10 Hail Marys. Are you going to pray them with me? Okay, let's do it. "Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen."
Grandma said Bob's in heaven.
Well, we hope Bob's in heaven. We prayed a lot for him, and I went to Mass and offered an indulgence for him. But we don't know. We'll just have to keep praying for him. Let's finish our Hail Marys.
Grandma said he's in heaven now.
Well, we don't know. Grandma doesn't know for sure. Let's keep praying. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Want to say the last two with me? Okay. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. O my Jesus, forgive us of our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those in most need of thy mercy. Now what? Then what happened? You tell me, do you know what happened? What happened?